It's a gusty morning at Kaena Point on the northwest tip of Oahu. I meet biologist Lindsay Young, who for the past 10 years has been studying the colony of 300 albatross that live there. As we head into the reserve, she points up.
Yeah. On windy days like this, they love it because they can glide without flapping as much. So you see quite a few more birds coming in because it's easier for them to fly.
A clipboard in hand, she sets off on her weekly checkup with her feathered friends, seeing who's there and monitoring the incubation of their eggs. By now, Young is familiar enough with these birds to knock off quirky facts and characteristics as we walk through the reserve.
It's funny, because each bird has its own little personality. This is the snappier member of the pair. She'll usually, there we go, take a snap at the clipboard. And so this bird over here on the right, his band is 166. His mate died about 5 years ago, and normally they repair after their mates have died, but he just holds out hope that she's coming back, and this is their nest site 5 years ago, so he sits there and defends it and hasn't repaired with another female yet, despite obvious efforts by others.
Young says monogamy is common among Laysan albatross, where pairs tend to mate for life. For years, she had assumed the couples who paired off were male and female, but after she started noticing two eggs instead of the usual one in several nests, she began to run genetic tests on the birds. She was shocked to find that well over a third of them were in female-female relationships.
We had assumed that it was a male and a female in each nest, and because they behave identically, you know, they even copulate with each other, they preen each other, they alternate who's on the nest at the same rate. We had no idea, because they look the same, that it was two females. So it definitely caught us by surprise.
Males do mate with females to produce chicks, but the same-sex relationships may be a matter of numbers. Young says there's a shortage of males at the Kaena Point colony.
So it's a function of this demographic condition. So if you think of it, they're taking advantage of this strange demographic scenario to actually get more offspring fledged than they would if they just weren't able to breed at all. It's an adaptive strategy.
Another challenge? Incubating the eggs to the point of hatching. Young's findings show that overall, females in same-sex pairs produced 80% fewer offspring. She also found that the birds in female-female pairs lived much shorter lives. Young says this is likely because they are forced to stay and incubate the eggs. Normally, the males watch the nest while the female, who just gave birth, goes out to feed.
But if you're a female in these same-sex pairs, if you've both laid an egg, whoever gets stuck with that first really long 3-week incubation shift is literally starving to death on the nest, so they abandon their eggs at a much higher rate. So that's why they produce quite a few fewer chicks. And if they can make it so the chicks hatch, they're just as good at getting the chicks to fledge. So they're equally as good at being parents to them. Just that nutritional stress that they experience right after laying an egg is really tough for them to overcome.
While the female-female pairs were less successful, Young says it's still a positive outcome. After all, producing fewer eggs was better than producing none at all. Young laughs when I ask her whether she's gotten a lot of attention, given that her research was published at a time when the state was having its own debate on same-sex relationships of the human variety.
We had all sorts of requests from, like, can you put rainbow ribbons on the birds so we know which ones are the same-sex pair?
But Young makes it clear her research is on birds, not humans.
If you think of it from the reverse perspective, if we were albatrosses talking about the fact that humans exhibit same-sex behavior, we kind of laugh when we use that example, but it's just the same thing. I mean, I think a lot of people relate to it. It happens in these animals, and in this case, it's a beneficial situation. But the studies on birds all let people draw their own generalizations to how it relates to their lives.
Young's findings on same-sex pairing in Laysan albatross was recently published in the science journal Proceedings of the Royal Society. Molly Solomon for HPR News.